Hey Ken, Sister Anderson here. I wanted to go ahead and give you some audio feedback since this is your first case study analysis. And before I say anything else, I want to also let you know that if you want to make up some of the points from what you've lost on this kind of first stab, first attempt, I'd be happy to have you go back and, correct this case study so that it is in line with the standards, and I'd love for you to get those points back, or you can just move on. Either way, just email me and let me know. But, your first case study was similar to a lot of first case studies in week one for your fellow students. So let me tell you some of the things that I would love to see you improve in the future. You did a great job of citing outside resources, and I really appreciate that. What you have is great, but I would love for you to include even more additional statements of that support your claim, so supporting statements. I included in your feedback a link to the worked example that's found in our classroom, and that gives you a good idea of kind of what my standard is and what I'm looking for and the level of detail. So along with kind of that worked example is the section on warrants, and that should be set up so that you are specifically tying warrants to specific pieces of evidence. And again, in that, worked example, you'll be able to see exactly how that work is outlined. Same with the qualifying section and the rebuttal section. They should be hashed out a little bit more than just including one statement. So it's a great first attempt, and you are not alone in definitely having some areas that need to be improved, but I think you have a great start, and I'm so happy to see you jumping right in and getting involved in the classroom. So again, if you want to go back and amend this particular case study, I'd be happy to have you earn back those points. And if not, I'll just look forward to your next case study. Thanks so much.